And we have a little different start to our Musicians Come and Play program today. And here we go.
Your truly, Fez Fritchie, bringing you his Goose Town Band. May we come in for a little while? Please don't turn off the dial.
And there you have it. That is Mr. Fez Fritchie and his band with the Immigrants Waltz. And that's how he started things back in the day. And we have Jay Patterson in studios with us today. And Jay, well, you now own the library of Fez Fritchie and a lot of his memorabilia. And you spent some time with Fez on the band. What do you have to say? What do you think about that?
You have just too much to say. It would take too, it would take a program to tell you all the stuff that went on.
Yeah.
And the grand times I had with that gentleman, the stuff I learned.
Yeah.
And yes, I have the library, but I'm afraid that's history now, Si.
Yeah, the days of the big bands are very limited. You don't see them playing as much anymore.
No.
The dance halls that we played in are not there. But you never know what the future holds, because every once in a while they pull one of these tribute bands together. And
right.
I understand
yes.
that the Elmerside tribute band yeah. down at New Ulm,
yeah.
they packed them in this year. I mean, people still remember those bands. Fez was one of the novelty great bands of all time, wasn't he?
I remember as a kid, my dad didn't want to go in all the time, like you folks went in the car, you know?
Yeah.
I go by the window, and I can still hear the sound of those two clarinets, like an old German Landler going, and the people dancing the waltz, Landler, you know, and the sound in the old wood dance hall.
Yeah.
In the summer months, you'll never recapture that again, Si.
That was listening through the screen door on the back of the stage,
yes,
usually,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes.
I've done shows like that. My dad, there was nine of us kids. Dad and Mom bought a station wagon in 1963,
yeah.
and that's what he'd like to do when he had a night off from playing.
Yeah.
He'd go to Richmond or the Coliseum, all of them back then. They didn't have air conditioning,
nope.
so the screen door was there, and yeah, we'd roll down the windows, and nice summer evening, we'd sit and listen to the music. And it might have been the Granateers, might have been the Six Fat Dutchmen, you know, but... it wasn't very often that he got a night off, but boy, we'd make good use of it.
Exactly.
And that's what you did, too.
The old fairgrounds.
Yeah.
But that was the ideal older wooden dance hall, I think, that I can remember of all of them.
Uh-huh.
The sound.
Uh-huh.
The bass drum, would, the whole building would go with a tuba, you know?
Yes. Oh,
and
man.
The feeling, the wood.
Yep, yep.
And the stages, the way they were curved out, what have you, it was unique.
Well, Jay, just before we get into this a little more, you know, there might be a listener or two out there that doesn't know who the heck is Jay Patterson. So let's bring him up to speed just in case they don't know you.
Why don't you start?
Born and raised where?
I was born in Houston, Texas. My dad was in the FBI.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And how long before you got to Minnesota then?
Well, my dad served out his time, and then my sister, Kathy Schmidt, was born in Boston.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was 3 or 4, uh-huh. Then we came back. Dad was Minnesotan.
Uh-huh.
Mom was German, Minnesotan.
Okay.
And so, no, our home was Minnesota.
Okay, very good. How many in the family? How many were there of you?
There were 5. I'm the oldest of 5.
All right, very good. Yeah. And you're the oldest of the 5? Okay.
I'm the oldest yet.
Uh-huh. And you are a renowned tuba player. When did you get started playing that tuba?
Oh, I think I was about 13, 14. So I started on the trumpet like
oh, you
everyone
did.
Else.
Uh-huh.
And I just didn't have the gumption for it. I
uh-huh.
could play it, but I love bass.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the bass horn.
You right? bet. And so then I was younger than you, but I've heard those stories of you tying your tuba onto a coaster wagon, tying it behind your bicycle, and bicycling out to St. Joe to Tony and Betty Wolf's house, huh?
I did that, and I tell you, the thing would tip over. I made it out of peach crates, see?
Yeah.
And to narrow the wheelbase and back, and that old St. Joe Highway, you know, thing would tip over.
Old 52, yep, that old concrete highway.
Tony and Betty was in their little house, and we played 2-3 numbers.
Yep.
I packed up, go back home with Mike.
Oh, gosh. And so then their son, Arnie, started becoming an accomplished yes. concertina player, and you were on the bass horn. Yes. And Betty called my dad one day and said, Junior, they need a drummer, somebody that can drive. You guys weren't old enough to drive yet.
Yeah.
And I've got that picture of you and Arnie and my dad playing up here in the studios in Albany. We've got that on our bulletin board at home, and I look at that every day. And, I mean, you're a young-looking fellow yet today, but, boy, you were really you yeah, were really young then, huh?
We played almost every Saturday up here. Your dad, Junior,
yeah.
myself, and Arnie.
Yeah.
They call it the Magic Hearts.
Yes.
A contest or something for the name of the
name
three,
the band,
the
boys. Yep.
And I think somebody from Spring Hill wrote in. I forgot the name anyway. And,
uh-huh.
So, yes, I started with them, and I did some work later with the Deutschmeister.
Yeah, you're on that recording, In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Yeah.
Dad has the drum solo to begin there, and boy, that sold a lot of copies. Back in those days, they'd have 1,000 records pressed, and they'd sell them in a
exactly.
short time.
Exactly.
Order more. Yeah, yeah.
Then I went with the New Ulm bands, of course. Even when I was young, I played my first job, not full, with Fez. So
yeah.
15.
Oh, really?
Harry Nice was along with Fez, said, let the kid play about half, all right? So then I started, I played with the 6 Fat Dutchman.
Yeah. Must have been a real treat to play with Harold, huh?
Oh, he was a character. He liked me.
Yeah, he did, huh?
Yeah, and I was, I think, in that age group, they play the fairgrounds
uh-huh.
during the Benton Fair.
Yeah.
And he had the full band, big crowd and this and that, and he says, you come up here. You don't have to play the whole night. And I'd alternate with, I don't know, was it Junior, his boy, or was it Rosie Rosenthal? I can't remember. Anyway, at the end, you know, he paid cash.
Yeah.
He said, come here. Hey, John. Mr. Pete, come here once. Got some. He gave me $13 cash.
Really?
And I think the going rate for the rest of them, he said, don't tell the rest of them.
Oh.
But he got clipped, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It cost him a good house.
Yeah.
IRS got him.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah. Some of the other great bands, I know you did time with Irwin Cease. You did time with Cletus Goblish, Ivan Kale. Did some recording with Ivan, huh?
Right.
Is that you on the Sharpshooters March with Ivan?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And
I recorded, sorry, it was so many, I can't remember, the Jolly Brewers.
Yeah.
Ernie Koopman. Right after Bruno sold the band out to Ernie.
Oh, okay.
Shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And.
Gosh, I know, I see you on Stan Brenny's recording.
I did Stan Brenny.
I see you with the Granateers.
I did Granateers.
You bet.
Did Deichmeister.
Yep.
Joe Tishmack, I did from the Long Prairie, what's his name, Dan Raber.
Okay.
Nice
oh, Reber, yep, yep,
yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I can't remember them all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're here for a little while today. We're doing a little different format, do a little visiting, and then we'll play a tune again. Right now, I think we're going to go to, well, first of all, before we do that, so right now we're looking at five CDs that you have, what would you say, edited, and you've gotten the music condensed, had it produced onto CD. So these are recordings now that were never released, right?
Some of these were never released, right. And I had them on reel-to-reel.
Uh-huh.
And at one time, I don't know if we did it at Albany here or KNUJ, Fez came and we brought the whole works up and put them on tape at that time.
Okay.
From 16-inch, 33 1/3.
Oh, yeah.
You see, now you can't play them.
Yeah, most people don't have turntables.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they were up in my attic for about 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And with the heat and what have you, John Hammond, I let him take a look at them.
Yeah.
He did an excellent job.
John does good work, yes.
Someday we might reproduce if there's enough interest out there.
Absolutely.
We don't know yet.
Right. So, well, right now let's give them a nice waltz tune. It's an old German tune. It's called Du kannst nicht treu sein Waltz, and that means...
You cannot be true, dear.
There you are. All right, so Fez Fritzsche, this one is on his Volume 5 CD that Jay has edited and put out. And here we go. Du kannst nicht treu sein Waltz. Fritzsche and his Goosetown Band, and Du kannst nicht treu sein Waltz, featuring Jay himself on the tuba. Jay, you recorded that one, huh?
Yeah, I did a number of them.
Any idea when that happened?
Oh, in the 50s.
In the 50s?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, you were really just a youngster then on that. With all those older musicians, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us who they all were on there, if you can remember all of them. On accordion was...
Florin Prowl.
Okay.
And, of course, either Slivers Duans or Roy Jurgensen. He was totally blind.
Yeah, okay.
And there was Don DeDon.
Yeah.
And Bob Ream and Clarency Prowl, Tex's brother. I could go on and on. You know, just
you
depending
bet.
On the recording and the session and the year.
Absolutely, you bet. Mm-hmm. Well, we should give credit to your chauffeur here today. Mr. Rich Gill is along with us. And Rich, accomplished accordion, concertina player these days, Central Minnesota, playing with the Minnesota Dutchmen. If you happen to come out to the St. Joe Parade tomorrow, you'll see Rich up there shouldering the concertina, I understand?
Yep.
Well, very good. Very good.
He's also my bodyguard.
And your bodyguard, that's
bodyguard,
right.
Booking agent, chauffeur.
Well, and I'm not quite 70. You're in your 70s, Jay. And so I understand when you get into your 70s, you need a bodyguard to travel with you, huh?
You got it.
There you go. Very good. Well, thank you, Rich, for coming out today and being here with us. We appreciate it.
Sure. And, you know, like hanging around Jay, I learned so much about the history.
You bet.
And that's what's helping me out tremendously.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So That's the neat part for me.
You bet. And you yourself, you just started playing that concertina in recent times too, huh?
I started with Betty when I was 9.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I kept quitting and starting and quitting. Okay. And I'm a little mad at myself about that. And then after George Savatius died, I remember him pointing his finger at me saying, "Don't you ever quit again."
Yeah.
So I thought I better work a little harder at it. So
absolutely.
It's coming
musician.
Around now. So
you bet. George, a great musician there too, mentioning him. Did you play with George too over the years, Jay? Did you play with George Savatius too?
No, there's one. I never played
never
with George.
Did. I did never. Not either. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we were going to do a radio show, and George always said, not just yet. There's always time. And all of a sudden,
I don't think he used bass horn very often.
He probably didn't, yeah.
I don't think he did.
Right. No. Well, getting back to the music of Fez Fritchie. Let's pick out another one here. The St. Paul Waltz. How's that one sound to you, Jay?
That would work.
That would be Volume 5, another great old-time waltz. And really love the style, the easy, the swing that Fez had. It was good music. Don't you agree?
I agree.
You bet. So with that, we're going to cue up the St. Paul Waltz. Good stuff for you there. That is the St. Paul Waltz, better known as the Bullfrog from St. Paul. And that was not you playing bass on that one, Jay. That was somebody else, huh?
Yeah, I think that was Doodles, Joe Dudiewart.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Tremendously good band, though. The swing that you feel, you can't, if you're a dancer, you just can't help but feel like getting up, pushing the table back, and dancing to that great music.
On Joe Dudiewart, a quick one side.
Yeah?
He was a character, wore black. Everything black. He had black hair, good-looking man, skinny, tall, black, suit, black tie, everything, all the time. And anyway, you know, he wanted to keep out of the military, see?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he told Fez that he says, I am a Jehovah pushover. So he played the Jehovah business, and so they call him Jehovah.
Uh-huh.
Joe Jehovah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, great story there. Well, guys, we're at 12 o'clock here, 4 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, so time to read the ad for our sponsor here, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, and reminding you to stop by every Friday and Saturday for the outdoor cookouts in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. This weekend, coming up on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The brat of the week this week is our smoked honey mustard brats. The honey mustard brats are a great flavored brat in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Have you started a Bratmeister card yet? Well, how they work is when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market, purchase vacuum packaged packages of brats at the regular price, you get a punch on your card for every package you buy. Now, if you collect 12 punches on that card, the 13th package is free. What a great way to try all of the many exciting flavors of brats available for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. Or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And Jay, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We've got that meat package here. We'll send that home with you. Enjoy it in good health. How's that?
My friend Cy, I wish to thank you for the quality meat you guys put out. Quality meat from a quality family. I've known your grandpa, your dad, and I do know you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm honored to be able to accept this. Dankeschön.
Yeah, we betcha, Jay. Thank you. And, talking a little bit, you and my dad were really good friends.
Very good friends with Junior.
Yep, yes. Yep. And there's something special. Having been in the band business, usually the percussion, the tuba, the bass, everything is in the back row. Those guys kind of connect together. Exactly. You and I spent some time with the Ray Dronnell Orchestra, and we got pretty close. I remember one night, Ray would call up the numbers, and he'd say, this one is, 121, 156, and they were polkas. And I said, gee, that's the Two Eddies polka, and there's a tuba solo in there. And okay, boy, you sit out the edge of your chair and you're ready for that solo. And then we got this set of waltzes, and it was 28 and 56 and 57 or whatever. Jay, that's the Blue Skirt Waltz. Another tuba solo coming. You looked at me once like, who is this guy? No drummer ever knows what the song's. And we really connected back there because I had the lucky experience of starting with the band on trumpet. So I got to know the numbers. And then as a drummer, I would remember what those numbers, as they called them up. And so then I would tell you. A lot of times the tuba book wasn't open or they didn't have all the pages in there for you. A lot of tuba players played by ear. I think you did the same, or you could anyway. And so it was helpful if you knew there was a solo coming. Mm-hmm. And we really connected in that back row back there.
Exactly. That's so true.
Yeah. So fun times. Well, let's see. Let's here's a New Ulm favorite. It's one called the Goose Town Polka, Fez and the Band. And anything special about that one that you know, Jay?
No, just Fez.
Fez, let her rip. The Goose Town Polka. Thank you. Fez Fritzy and the band, and one called the Goosetown Polka. And boy, they had a nice snap to their music, a good swing. That was fun. They knew how to have fun back in those days, didn't they?
Fez, I don't think there was a band that had more fun. He said, you know, you guys, when you go out to the dance, he said, we go out to play. He said, every job should be a party.
Really? Wow.
And there was generally one going on, you know, during the event.
Oh, so, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All righty. Looking through some of the other CDs, and here's one that I had talked to you about earlier. It's on the Volume 1 CD,
yeah.
Die Schlacht Polka. And so we're going to play that one for you next. And you said, in modern days, some of the other bands, they call it the Schmaltz Polka, huh?
Schmaltz.
Okay.
Schmaltz, yeah.
But what is the story behind that, Die Schlacht?
The Schlacht comes from Valhalla Schlacht.
Uh-huh.
Because in pagan times, Valhalla was heaven.
Okay.
You know, before heaven, you had Thor, the god of thunder, blah, blah, this and that. And they just, for some reason, this number came in. They said Valhalla Schlacht. There would be Heaven Slaughter.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was the name of the polka.
Okay.
Valhalla Schlacht.
Uh-huh. Well, here you are. The Die Schlacht Polka, Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band. Have it, the Schlacht Polka with Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band. And boy, those were some great times. Jay, yourself on that recording, you tell us that it was recorded where?
These were done at KNUJ, the studio in New Ulm, Minnesota.
Really?
Upstairs, the old studio they had.
Okay.
They had treacherous steps.
Uh-huh.
That you had to climb with all your stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
The studios were not that big, you know. But that's where they had KNUG radio years ago.
And the recordings back in those days, you did them from start to finish. If somebody goofed up, back to the beginning,
now,
huh?
These were live.
And they were, live.
These were live dinner bell time.
Oh, right over their program.
Yes, oh yes.
Wow.
They had live bands. KNUG opened in 49, I think, or 49.
Yep.
And every weekday.
Really?
Every Monday, Fez, but every week there's a Wagner band. They come up and play live.
Oh, I see.
For a half hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, very good. Well, we're going to take a little break here. We're now on our musical treat for Dancing Feet, 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang from over at Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie, well, she texted me. And she says, here is some more scoopa for you tomorrow, Si. and need to talk to the listeners about fall extended tours. So if you are thinking about a fall getaway, now is the time to call Jeannie B's Tours. Tours are filling fast because people are gathering their groups and heading all directions. Jeannie B is offering unique itineraries to many destinations. The October Fall Fest in the Ozarks and Eureka Springs, Arkansas, includes five of the best shows in Branson, the awesome Passion Play in Eureka Springs. The colors of the Ozarks are sure to be a highlight of this tour. Lodging includes two nights in Kansas City, three in Branson, and two in Eureka Springs. And I can tell you from a personal note, I traveled there. This was back in 1999 with my wife and my father-in-law and mother-in-law. And we stayed in Branson a couple nights, went to Eureka Springs, seen that Passion Play. It's one, if you've never got to do that trip, definitely put it on your bucket list. And the way to go would be on the bus with Jeannie B's Tours. We traveled ourselves, and boy, I'll tell you, driving down there in Branson got a little hairy. But when you travel on the bus drivers know all the routes and take you right to the front door and, you know, handle your luggage, and things are great. So, yeah, think about calling Jeannie for that one. Now, if a holiday tour is your choice, Christmas in the Ozarks, November 12th, is a great choice. There's six great shows, including Daniel O'Donnell on the six-day tour. December 12th, Jeannie B's is heading back to Branson for another 6 days of spirited holiday fun, the Nashville Christmas Memories Tour on, and that is Nashville Christmas Memories Tour. And that, so, yes, that includes six shows, 10 meals, five nights lodging, gifts, treats, and prizes on the deluxe motor coach. Sightseeing of the Branson Hidden Gems, specialty meals like Paula Deen's new restaurant. Again, call today to reserve your seats. And always remember, lots of people are anxious to pack their bags and enjoy a getaway, so you'll want to call Jeannie B's. Make sure you can get your group in. The phone number to call, 320-345-1581, and Jeannie will answer all your tour questions. So that's Jeannie B's Tours. And again, like I've mentioned, we've been on several tours now the past 2 years with Jeannie, and we've just thoroughly had a great time. So give her a call. Make that reservation today. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More great old-time music on the way with Fez and the band. How about the Tavern Waltz, Jay? How's that sound?
That'd be fine.
All right. So here we go. Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown band, the Tavern Waltz.
Thank you.
Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band from Days Gone By, one called the Tavern Waltz. And Jay, you mentioned that that was recorded also at the KNUJ in New Ulm, but a different bass horn player there and a different drummer again.
Yeah, that was Archie Ford.
Archie Ford.
Pat Ford. He has some relation up here in St. Cloud. He's originally from Mankato, New Ulm.
Uh-huh.
And then Art Hofmeister played bass.
Uh-huh.
He played a very different sounding bass horn, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He played well, but it was different.
Different sound, yeah.
Like he was playing in a tunnel or something, but it was good.
You bet. Well, we're going to try to squeeze in a few more songs here, as many as we can. Talking about Fez, folks probably don't know, what did Fez actually play? What was his main instrument?
Well, sax and clarinet. But
uh-huh.
Then occasionally when they did a few recordings, third trumpet.
Uh-huh. Oh, he did trumpet too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But mainly third, you know, fill-in.
Okay.
Yeah, just okay. For recording purposes, what have you.
Sure.
The sax, clarinet, all the saxophones, soprano, barry, tenor, soprano.
Yep.
And I guess that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah,
Himself.
Clarinet, and then sing, too,
and
yet.
And himself.
And front the band, too. He was a real gentleman, huh?
Yes, he was.
Always dressed up, dressed in a suit and everything?
Dressed to a T, always.
All the time.
Yep. Once in a while, a summer, he'd wear a shorter shirt like the guys.
Uh-huh.
And ordinarily, in the dance hall, the ballrooms,
he was a full suit.
Suit
yep.
And a tie.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to give you an old-time polka tune, and it's kind of a lively one, one that Fez was known for just because, huh? There we go.
Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got, you cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm leaving you because, just because. That nobody else has.
Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band. Boy, a great recording there of the Just Because Polka. And that was Fez on that clarinet there. That
answer. Was Donnie D. Don.
Oh, that was Donnie D. Don.
On trumpet.
Oh, okay.
He was totally blind.
He was.
Also, he played organ occasionally for the Twins ball games years ago after he quit the road with Fez.
Oh, okay.
He was quite a musician around Minneapolis area.
Oh, yes. Okay. And vocals, Fez did a lot of them, but a lot of the other guys would sing. They always had like a chorus or a group or whatever.
Yeah, that was the guy,
the front row. Okay.
And whoever, Tex.
Tex would sing in there too?
Yeah, whoever was on the band that had a voice, I guess.
Okay.
Nothing programmed, you know.
You bet. You bet. Well, we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. And boy, with all the rain we're getting these days, if you don't have a good machine, cutting grass can be a chore. So head on out to Kevin's there. It's a nice drive out north of St. Joe. And check out those brand new Hustlers. He's got all different sorts of makes and models on hand, different engine sizes. And of course, Kevin does repair work. So if you've got one there that needs a little fine-tuning, maybe it needs oil or lubricants changed, maybe you got a belt that's blowing, he's got those on hand. Check out Kevin there. He does great work, service work. Services everything that he sells, and he pretty much knows how to service every machine that you could bring to him. And he also accepts trades, so check him out. If old Bessie's getting a little tired, you can always get it traded in. Of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so he'll tune up old Bessie, put her out for sale. So if you happen to be looking for something used, check out what might be on hand out at Kevin's in the used department. And don't forget to get your blade sharpened. Always cuts better with sharp blades. Kevin can do that for you as well. Check out that Eagle line of battery-powered equipment that you took on last year. And I happen to have some of those pieces, so a nice weed trimmer, a pole saw, and an edger. So we bought that package, and Kevin can set you up with that as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Get yourself a brand new Hustler this week. And Kevin wanting to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you very happy and safe 4th of July weekend. 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 69 degrees currently here in Albany. We just can't get by this one. Jay, it's a great waltz tune, one called the Farmer's Wedding Waltz. And your thoughts on the Farmer's Wedding Waltz. So what is that? You had a German name for it.
It's the old Bauernhochzeit.
Bauernhochzeit.
Farmer's Wedding. And this was very popular years ago for every wedding this was played, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily the bride and groom, but that was a must at
the wedding.
It was an old Bavarian or German Austrian landler that they brought over that the tune they kept alive, you might say.
You bet. And a lot of bands recorded it after. Elmer Scheid had a beautiful recording of it.
The Six Fats. Beautiful.
Yep, yep,
many,
yep.
Many.
You bet. But Fez kind of led the way there.
Yes, he did.
All right, here we are. Without further ado, the Farmer's Wedding Waltz. Thank you. Great recording there of the Farmer's Wedding Waltz, Bauer and Hochzeit Waltz. And that's Fez Fritzsche and the band. Time for just a couple more. Jay, they always did schottisches back in the days. That was such a popular dance. Always involved more people. Usually you had four people doing the schottisch, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, over in where it comes from, it could be the schottisch, the Rhinelander. In Austria, they call it the Bayerischer, means the Bavarian. There is generally two people.
Uh-huh.
And where it developed into four, I think that was maybe in the Rhineland or over here.
Uh-huh.
But generally, it was a couple's dance.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. But it's a four-beat rather than the two-step, the two-beat polka, right. Three-step waltz. This one involved four beats.
Polka.
Yep.
Yeah.
So... Well, let's give them one here, one called the Johann Pasnippen Schottisch, and that is Fez and the band. Fun to dance to those schottisches. The antics in that song. Who was that with the horns? They'd make those almost animal sounds, huh?
Well, that was Roy and Fez and Don D. Donegan, the blind trumpet man. You
know? Okay.
Roy was blind too. Roy Jurgensen.
Sure.
And a lot of these ideas were Don D. Don.
Okay.
He had fantastic. As in the Moonbeams Clear, the ride, that's
next song that I'm pulling up right now, Moonbeams Clear. Time for just two more selections right now. This wasn't his theme song, though, was it?
No.
Never was. But Moonbeams Clear, and boy, they did a great job. I think this is the earliest recording of that, huh? Is this the first? This one's now on Volume 2.
Thank you.
Fez Fritchie and the band with the Moonbeams Clear Waltz. And Jay, you said that was a later recording. We also have an earlier recording of it. And so what was that one? Was who on the trumpet there on that trumpet?
That was, again, Don DeDon.
That was Don DeDon.
Yes, both the later one.
Okay.
And this one was a little earlier.
Okay. And so, now let's see. Here we have it on volume
four.
Yeah. Volume four is what we're looking for. Okay.
Process, Moonbeam's Clear Process. A little okay. different sound.
There we have it. We're gonna give you that one, and I'll let you hear the difference now. Moonbeam's Clear, and this was an earlier recording, correct?
Later.
Later recording.
And an intro, different intro.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like
an organ, huh? Okay. Recording there of Moonbeam's Clear, and two different recordings of the same song, huh?
Exactly.
Really different, but boy, both of them are so good. And was that the same trumpet player on both recordings?
Yes, that was Don DeDon once again.
And so he must have just winged it. He must have just did it off the fly.
His ideas were written down for Fez, a lot of them too. I don't know if he did it or if he had someone do it for him.
I think
he did Braille.
Oh.
So he's able to do Braille music also.
Really?
He was a master musician. Yeah.
My goodness. Well, the old clock on the wall says we got to get on out of here. We've got a schedule to keep. So we're going to wrap things up with one called Wir kommen allen in die Himmel, which means?
Wir kommen alle in den Himmel means we're all going to heaven.
All right. So with that, we're going to wrap things up. Fez Fritzie and his Goose Town Band.
Wir kommen alle, alle, alle in den Himmel, weil wir so brav, weil wir so brav sind. Das sieht doch der Petrus ein, sagt,
Der Kommandant, alle, alle, alle in den Himmel. Weil wir so braten, weil wir so braten. Und das setzt auch St. Petrus ein. Sagt, ich lass gerne euch sein. Ihr wart auf Erden schon die reinsten Engelein. Jawohl, jawohl.
And that is Fez Fritzy and his Goose Town Band with Wir kommen alle in den Himmel. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Jay, if we didn't have a schedule to follow, we'd be here all afternoon. This is fun, huh?
Let's do this again, Zion.
Yes, we have to do that. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming in. This has been really special. Jay and Rich Gill, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon, and that wraps up another edition. Anything to say?
Thank you very much, Cy.
Auf Wiedersehen?
Yeah, Wiedersehen.
There you go. I knew you had some German wisdom left in you yet.
Servus.
Okay. Very, very good. All righty. So, let me... I'll be with you guys out front in just a moment. And right now, we're going to get some weather going for the good folks.